Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. You're holding in Trumas Daf Hey in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Revi, towards the end of the Perek. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah Rabbi Yosi Maisebo, the story that happened in front of Rabbi Akiva, that there was a bundle of vegetable that was 50% Truma that fell into 50 other bundles of Truma. So you had enough to mevatel the Truma because you have connected the 50%, you have over 100. Says the Gemara, Tani, we're using Rabbi Chaim's gear, so. The Braisa says, Rabbi Yosi Omer, according to Rabbi Yosi, Balul male v'she'enu balul einu male. The only time that you say the mixture can mevatel a truma, it's only if it's completely mixed. But if each one is in his own basket, each one is in his own section, we just don't know where it is, then you don't say taruvis, you don't say mixture in truma. Says the Gemara of Atanin, what about our Mishnah? Recording the Mishnah, the Rabbi is saying a story that happened to Rabbi Akiva. 50 bundles of vegetables. One of them fell into it. 50% of his truma. And I said, Tali. Why? Because you have connected 50%, you have 100. Even though each bundle stands on its own. So they're not considered to be mixed. It's not mixed. It does work for truma. Answers the Gemara, I've been buying the memar, meaning what we have to say, what we want to say, is Dovashu makpid el tarubosoi einu male. Vishenu makpid el tarubosoi male. Something that he doesn't care if it's mixed or not mixed. So then you say that taruvus works. But if he cares about the taruvus, he doesn't want it to be mixed. So if it's not really mixed, it's not balul, then you don't say it's male. It depends on his das. I think Mo goes on to explain what are the cases. Hey, Chavido, what's the cases? Kishus tmeo, you have a pumpkin, a gourd, which is tome. Shenafla toich mea kishuin tarim. It fell into 100 kishuin, which are tarim. Hoyuveinu makpil tovo. So it doesn't care that it's mixed. Because, as we'll see in a moment, we talk about here, these gourds were not kosher kabatu. We never had water in them. So the fact they have one tome in it, I don't care. Nothing else is becoming tome. And whatever it is, it will be butel. So therefore, it's ma'alas. Even though each one is standing on its own, even if it's not bolul, even if it's not mixed up, it will still be ma'alas. But huchshar, but if there was a kasha kabotuma, if the other 100 gourds, they had water in them, and if something tameh touches, then they become tameh. Because he now doesn't want them to mix up, because he doesn't want them to become tameh. So if each one is in his own section, they're not bolul, so then that's what Rabbi says, einu male, it's not considered to be a mix-up. He doesn't want them to be mixed up. So by us, in the Mishnah, we're talking about bundles of vegetable. He doesn't care if it's mixed up, because the truma will be batel. He doesn't care. So that's why it's male, even though it's not considered, it's not completely bolul. And this is the end of the fourth perek of Maseches Trumas, Hodra Lacha Mafish Be'ezer Hashem. Says the Mishnah, beginning of the fifth perek, Say a truma tmeo, shenafel lepochos b'me'acholim. You have a truma, but now we're talking about truma tmeo. Truma tmeo is not edible. A kohen cannot eat it. We're going to see in the Gemara that there are some things you can do with truma tmeo, which is you can burn it and use it as fuel to light a candle. But right now, the Mishnah is not going to address it at this moment. If you have seya truma tmeo, so you can't really eat it, and it fell into less than 100 cholin, meaning there's no bitul, or the meiser rishon, or it fell into 100 meiser, not cholin, or the meiser sheni, or it fell into meiser sheni, or in the Hegdish, or to Hegdish. And all these cases, Bein Tori and Bein Tmein, it doesn't matter if the fruits that it fell into are Tor or Tomeh, because it's less than 100, Yirakvu. You treat it like all Truma Tmeh. You can't eat it, you have to let it rot. Im Tehoi Roi Soi Sasel, but if the sale that fell of Truma was Tor, it's edible, it's good Truma, continuing in Daf Mimhei Amun Beis, Yimachru L'Koranim Bidmei Truma, so there's a solution we already mentioned earlier in Masechto. You go and you sell the coin, this entire bunch. The coin is the only one who can eat this pile because he's the only one who can eat truma. So, and he's supposed to get the truma for free. So if there's 100 out of, let's say, 50 that is truma, you sell him 49 chulin, and that one, he gets it for free. But if it fell into Meiser Rishon, so then you have another solution. Just make the whole thing truma. The one that fell is truma. Just call the rest to be also truma. Which truma? Truma's meitzer. For every meitzer, 10% of every meitzer has to be truma anyway. So just make the whole thing truma's meitzer and all the meitzers, and now it's truma. You give everything to the kohen for free. Why is that better? Because if you have to sell the kohen, that whole bunch, the only buyer that you have in the market is a kohen, so of course you sell it for a much cheaper price. Making the truma's meitzer, you anyway have to make things into truma's meitzer. So you, instead of making truma's meitzer from another pile, make truma's meitzer from this pile. And then there's no loss at all. But if the truma fell to meitzer sheni, or lehegdish unto hegdish, nafla, if it fell into there, then you go and you redeem the meitzer sheni, or the hegdish, and then you treat it as chulin. And you have now truma in chulin. And then what you do is you have to sell it to the kohen, except for the truma. If the chulin that the truma fell into was tameh, but the truma was not kosher kabel tumah, the truma was still dry. So if you're going to make everything kosher kabel tumah, now the truma will become tameh. Truma, you're not allowed to make it tameh. So what do? Yoichlu nikudim or kloyers. You eat it dry. Nikudim or kloyers, two different ways to eat the wheat in a dry fashion without putting water into it. Oh, another solution, you could put liquid into it, which it does not match the kabel tumo, means a fruit water and not water. Or you make it into small dough, which each one will have less like a beitza, so then it doesn't spread tumo. So meaning the fact that you have one shuma, which is not tame, and you have chulin over here, which is tame, you have to make sure that you're not going to make the truma into truma. Continues the Mishnah. Say a truma tmeya shenafel meh chulin toirim. You have one set truma which is tame, and it fell into 100 chulin which are tar. Different than the beginning of the Mishnah when it was less than 100. Now it is 100. There is a beetul over here. So what should you do? So we have a machlekes. If you pick up one seya, and now you're going to burn. Why? Shani Oimer Seah Shenafli Seah She also. I assume according to Ablazer that whatever fell into the pile, that's the one you're gonna pick up. We assume such a thing. So you mele, if it fell in truma, and that was tome, you pick that up after burn it like any other truma tmeo, and the rest is okay to eat. The chachamim argue and they say, Talev et ochel, you pick it up, that one seyo, and you do the solution that we had before. What do? Et ochel nekudim ekloyes, you eat it dry without water, or tiloish vimei pears, or you put it, you mix it, not with water, but with juice, or it is chalakli serious, or you divide it into small doughs, kede shelo yeh bimekom echad kabeitza, should not have kabeitza in one place, and it won't spread tumo. What's the reasoning of Rabbanon? Explains Rab Chaim. Rabbanon learned that when you have truma that falls into a pile, I don't say that whatever fell, that's what you picked up when you do tale. You assume the truma is mixed up in the rest. Rabbanon just give us the atakana, take out one seyo and give that to the kohen. But in general, it's considered to be mixed. So right now in this entire pile, I have a little bit truma tmeya all over, and I have a majority of chulin tohiri. Now, mitzad the truma, it's okay, because truma that falls into a mixture is batel. So I don't have the problem of truma, but I still have tumo over here. And you can just go and burn it, because Rabbanon said that the one seah that comes out over here will have a din of truma. So it has a din of truma ta'ira. So in terms of not spreading tumo, I have to keep it dry. I have to make sure that tumo doesn't spread. In terms of eating it, I have no problem, because it's batel beroif. That's how we learn. That's that interesting combination that the Mishnah says, I'm still choshish for tumo, even though the eating part is not a problem. Continues the Mishnah that involves Amud Aleph. Say a truma toiro shenafel emea chulin tmeim. If you have one truma toiro that fell into 100 chulin tmeim, tala, you pick up the truma toiro, v'tochel, and you eat it the same way we said before, nikudim, meklois, dry, or tish, meperis, you mix it with meperis with juice, or titchalek, leisiois, you cut it into small pieces of dough, kede shiloi mo kachal kebetza, you should have kebetza in one place. And then before you say over here that this Rablaz is not arguing. Rablaz was only arguing lehachmir. He said a chumro, that whatever came in, came out, I treat it as truma tmeya and therefore I have to burn it. But legabe this, when we talk about truma tehoira that fell into chulin tmeim, Rablazar agrees that I treat it this way, that I'm choshish, that maybe there's a mixture over here, and therefore I want to eat it dry so the truma tehoira will not become tame. And with this we conclude, Yerushalmi Trumas, Daf Memhei.